Hi, I'm Sudhi Ramamurthy from Office Extensibility Team. In this video, I'll be talking about Excel REST API, now available as part of Microsoft Graph Unified API Endpoint. Over the next few minutes, I'll talk about the high-level features we are offering, and I'll show a brief demo that showcases the interaction between your application and Excel work document. And at the end, I'll point you to some useful resources so you can learn more and also provide your valuable feedback. Now, let's look at the overview. We now have modern REST APIs to read and modify data in Excel document. It offers a rich set of APIs and enables you to use the analytical power of Excel to build smart productivity applications. For instance, you can create visually appealing charts and tables all from within your apps using these APIs. Now, how do we access these APIs? Now, for an Excel document that is located on your OneDrive, Microsoft Graph Files API provides you the file level access. Now, all you need to do is add the workbook segment at the end of the URL to access the objects and collections and methods and properties available using these APIs. In this diagram, your application is interfacing with the Microsoft Graph Files API to access the Excel workbook that's located on the OneDrive. An example path is shown here. It shows the drive, item segments, and the ID, which identifies the file. And if you add the workbook segment, you can then access any of the collections or objects associated with the workbook. Let's talk about the features being made available as part of these APIs. Excel REST allows you access to workbook objects such as worksheets, tables, range, charts, named items, and so on. You can do rich formatting of these objects, such as range, tables, and charts. You can do data manipulation, such as range update. You can sort and filter on data. You can create tables, charts, and also you can download chart as an image so that you can display that on your application. You can also have access to large set of worksheet functions. And you can protect your data using range and worksheet protection functions. You can choose to save the changes based on your interaction, or you can interact without saving the data. Now, this mode is useful if you want to just perform analysis and do what-if analysis, for instance, and you don't want to save the changes. That option is also available. Now, there are many more features and APIs available, and we are working hard to add more features as we go along. Now let's look at a brief demo that showcases a web application interacting with the Excel workbook that's located on the OneDrive. I'm going to switch to the web application. And I'm also going to showcase the effect that it has on the Excel workbook. Now on the left-hand side, what you're seeing is a web application that's accessing the Excel document using the Microsoft Graph APIs. On the right-hand side, it shows the user's OneDrive for Business where some Excel workbooks are located. Now, we'll begin with authorizing this application to use and access the files located on my OneDrive. I'm going to accept and authorize. And what this application does is it'll go over It'll go and do a search of all the Excel files located and bring back the result so that I can pick one for the purpose of this demo. For instance, here I have a few workbooks located, and you'll see the same workbooks are located on my search result. Now, if you look at the request path, it's using the OneDrive Files API, and it's going and doing a search and locating all the Excel documents. And it comes back with set of collection, including all the results. I'm going to pick one file for the purpose of this demo. On the right-hand side, I'll open the same document in the edit mode so that it can see how the data manipulation actually impacts the actual workbook. All right. Now the web application offers some set of features, functions that behind the scene is calling the REST API. To make the demo useful and for the purpose of just showcasing how the results function, I just executed the list worksheet function. And you can see that the application captures the all the HTTP level interaction and just outputs it so that we can see how the requests and responses are formatted. In this instance, when I listed the worksheet, I'm doing a GET on the workbook, and I'm calling on the worksheets collection using the workbook segment by adding the workbook segment after the file. And what I get back is a collection of worksheets. In this instance, I have two worksheets in the workbook, and it brings back two results. And this application, in addition to listing, offers a few other functions, such as adding table, adding charts, listing charts, and so on. Now, let's look at and add some more data-related functions. On the right-hand side, you'll see have a stocks performance data that's just located in a range. And if I want to overlay a table on top of it, I can do that. I'm going to pick add table function, and I'm going to input the range address, which happens to be A2 through E6. I'll provide the range address. And then I'll mention that it already has the headers. And then I'll submit. So behind the scene, it's calling the API to add the table. And here's how the request looks like. On the tables collection, I'm calling the add action. I'm providing the address in the request body in the form of a JSON object. And it has address and has headers parameters. And in return, it returned the actual metadata of the table that just got created. And if you noticed, from a regular range, it overlaid on top of it. We now have a new table. Now if we go back and look at the table collection, we should be able to see the newly created table. I'm going to go back to the worksheet and list the tables. It already has two tables, so I should be able to see. Let me go back there again. I'll do a list tables. And in the request, I'm just calling the tables collection on the worksheet. And you can also do this at the workbook level. You'll see that I have the new table created. Now let's add a row to the newly created table. I'm going to call the add rows function on the rows collection. Here I have some performance data, so I'm going to say day 5, and I'm going to pick some numbers. And add a new row. And you'll see that added a new row, and it instantly updated the worksheet. And in the request, I'm adding the rows. I'm doing a post on the rows collection, including the range with the actual data. And then in return, I got the newly added row back. All right. I'm going to show one additional function. Charts is a very useful action. You can create charts, and you can also show the image of the chart by downloading the image using these APIs. Now, this worksheet already has a chart for the cost analysis data, and I'm going to list the chart. And I'm going to call the getImage function. What it does is it selects the chart, it identifies the chart, and calls the image function and provides some parameters on the image properties. And what you get back is a Base64 string, which can then be formatted on your web application to show the charts. What you saw is a brief demonstration of how your web or mobile application can interact with a workbook. Now, you can do a lot more using the new APIs that we are making available. You can use the analytical power of Excel and create visually appealing tables and charts and display that in your application. Now, we have a lot more information available on the website. I'm going to point you to the websites where you can find the specification and also some more samples. And we also watch for your feedback on Stack Overflow on Twitter. So hope you'll make use of these resources and test out the APIs and provide us your feedback. Your feedback is very important to us. Thanks for watching the video.